Frank Airy has designed world-renowned buildings, including the Disney Concert Hall in Los Angeles, the Guggenheim in Bilbao, Spain. Recently, the Getty in L.A. acquired a vast archive of Gary's work that spans three decades of the legendary architect's career, NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
Frank Gehry is giving the Getty his collection, everything from scale models of the Walt Disney Concert Hall in downtown Los Angeles with its swooping steel curves to paperclips he had laying around his studio.
It's so much stuff. I have a big warehouse. I saved everything since my bar mitzvah. They've only taken a part of it.
The archive comes from projects he created or started before winning the coveted Pritzker Architecture Prize in 1989.
There are scholars who are interested in it. Trying to understand the journey I went on is pretty flattering. I'm just knocked out by that.
Everybody's interested in Frank Gehry.
Thomas Gatkins is director of the Getty Research Institute. He's excited to conserve the work and put it into context. He and senior curator Maristela Casciato say the archive illustrates how Gehry works, collaborating with artists and clients, sketching out ideas, modifying versions of architectural models of, for example, the Disney Concert Hall.
The fact that we receive the original drawings, which have never been studied, will allow us to also to understand better the complexity of the building that was finally built.
If you look at from the first models to the last ones, you can see how dramatic and more dynamic this whole process became. And this building stands for emotion and movement. Music.
Gehry is 88 years old and still working. He says he appreciates the Getty preserving his legacy.
I hope people will realize that I tried to do something special, that I had a pile of integrity about what I was doing. I worried about cost control and constructability and all of those kind of things that aren't usually associated with architects like me. I've never really been over budget. I hope they'll find that out.
Scholars and architects will now have a chance to see how he pulled it all off. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.